Alrighty, folks, welcome to the January / February Bobcast. I'm your host, Matt Clem, and seeing as I posted the last Bobcast at the start of January, when it was actually for December, I'm making this one the January / February, because I don't know if I'll do one at the end of the month, and I'm posting it today on February anyway, so. I'm home tonight, vegging out, relaxing. Tamara's out for a appointment for her work, so I have the house to myself, watching a little television, and figured I'd do a little Bobcast for you. So I'll kind of do a rundown. Let's see, well, I guess the first piece of news that came out of the last Bobcast is the fact that me and Tamara are expecting baby number two, and that is coming on... supposed to be the 12th of May is her due date. We know that it's a girl. Kind of excited about that. We have a name picked out, but we're not talking to people about it, so we'll just leave it at that. So that was the biggest news. Work. I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but I had a really shitty day today. Just some crap going on that I'm not too impressed with, but you know what, it is what it is, and there's things you can't change, you just have to find a way to deal with it, right? So that's the way it goes. Let me see other things to talk about. Well, I had my trip to Halifax. It was a week or so ago now. I went to Halifax, left on a Friday morning and came home Sunday morning, well actually Sunday around noon. I spent the whole 3 days, 2.5 days working, not working, excuse me, geocaching. I went to Halifax to do some caching, and I ended up getting 20 on the first day, 38 on the second day, and I want to say 13, 20, 38, and 13. Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, I ended up with enough to break my 700th find milestone, which is pretty cool. So I've been caching just over a year now, and I've got 700 finds, so that's a pretty good record. I'm hoping to break 1,000 before the summer comes, but that means I got to do some get my ass in gear and do some actual caching around. It's a little, you know, a little harder with you know, having a little guy, and you know, day finishes and you don't feel like doing too much, and the weekends are usually consumed with, you know, house stuff and such, so that's a little it's a little harder to get out, but it's good for me to do that, and I enjoy it, passes the time. So yeah, the Halifax trip was pretty good. I actually ended up, I bought 4 South Park wind-up guys. I've got the 4 boys there, Kyle, Stan, Cartman, and Kenny. I'm going to send them out as travel bugs. I bought some travel bug tags, and I'm going to see, of the 4, if any of them can make it to Fairplay, Colorado, which is actually the town of South Park, and the show South Park is inspired by the town of Fairplay in Colorado. It's actually, that's the real South Park, is Fairplay, Colorado. So I want to see if I can get my any of my guys to get there. I thought that would be kind of cool. So I thought about doing that a while ago, but I just never got around to it. Excuse me, so this time I'm actually doing it. And as far as other things with geocaching, the 2009 Ice Walk is coming up on the 1st of March, which is a Sunday. It's basically a whole pile of us cachers basically walk from, I guess, well, the cacher named Ma and Pa, from their place over to Shediac Island. So you walk straight across the ice over to Shediac Island, and there's like a couple dozen caches over there, so you try and snag the caches on the island, maybe one on Skull Island and Cocaine Island. Basically, it's a good opportunity to get to the islands, because a lot of times it's hard to do that in the summertime, mostly because there's no boats and stuff that go over there, and obviously unless you have a boat you can't get there, and apparently going there in the summertime anyway is nasty because it's super super bug ridden. So the best time to go apparently is in the it's in the wintertime, so that works out pretty good. So, anybody listening that wants to do some geocaching and a little bit of walking interested, let me know. We can do the 2009 ice walk together. Posted a couple of posts on Bob's Room about my photo music project. I saw Chris and Ken commented. Basically, yeah, I'm trying to find a way to take a picture of that some Mara took a photo of and see if I can find a way to convert it into audio, because it really looks. If you've ever seen an audio waveform in an audio editor, that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a waveform of some kind, so I'm kind of thinking it would be pretty cool to do. If, you, of course, you can come up with a way to convert it, which I don't think you can. So, but have to wait and see. I doubt that'll go anywhere, because I don't think that kind of thing is actually out there, but who knows, right? I'm talking to Tamara. We think we might take another trip to Edmonton within the next month or so. I actually am slated with a possible trip to Edmonton for work. So if that actually transpires, Tamara and Dylan are going to come along with me. But I think actually we haven't decided for sure, but there's a good possibility that we might just decide to actually go anyway. I'll take a week's vacation off and we'll go visit Dad. Mostly because Dad's never met Dylan, and I really doubt he's going to get out here. I would like to think that he'd make it to Moncton, but somehow I just don't see it happening. He's not very ambitious about it, and him and his fiance, wife, whatever, they keep talking about wanting to come out, but there's all these obstacles, and I know he's got health problems and stuff, but they could just as easily pack their stuff up, get on a train, and come here. So, but, you know, I'm not going to hold it against him, but I think, you know, if he wants to meet his grandson, I might have to just take him out there myself, so. We'll have to see. Tamara's allowed to fly until the 1st of April. And that's not a joke, even though that's April Fool's Day, but it's not a joke. So she can fly until then, and I can fly her on points. So if I end up getting a trip for work to go out there, I'll probably take a couple of days the week of my trip out, and then a week off, so they're giving us 2 full weeks out there. Stay a week with Dad. So that would be pretty cool. House renovations. We put out got a couple quotes from some contractors. We're going to have the garage renovated. We're converting the entire garage into 2 offices. So we're actually going to remove the garage door, the windows, everything that's there. Put flooring in, put 2 full-size offices, seal up the back door to the, back door of the garage, because it's just a door, seal that up, which that'll just mean it's just a wall, which is where my office will be. Tamara's going to have a big window put in on the front where her office is going to be. And basically the biggest reasoning behind doing the offices is that we have baby number 2 on the way. I don't want to have my computer stuff sitting in the living room or in the basement. I'd rather have my own real office for it, so we're going to convert those over into offices since we don't use the garage anyway. It's just a storage place and nothing but, so we might as well, you know, make use of it. We're going to convert it into 2 offices and have them build us a larger baby barn out back. So it looks like that's probably going to happen in the next few weeks, actually. We have to get the place cleaned out because they can start renovating the garage and getting that all done, even though it's wintertime. And then the baby barn won't get built until the spring, when everything's thawed out and they can actually get at it. I'm kind of looking forward to that because I'll be able to demolish the one that's already there. We were going to move it, try and get it moved to the other side of the lawn, but, you know, that's $500 that could go towards something else. And, you know, renovations are expensive, so there's a lot of things we got to concern ourselves with. And we can cut corners and spots, it's a good idea. So with that in mind, with the computer room being moved, it kind of creates a difficulty with music in the kitchen, because, you know, we like to play our MP3s through the computer stereo into the kitchen, and I don't want to run wires all the way out to my office. So I've been working on a new system. Right now I bought an iPod dock, and it's just a tiny little dock that you plug your iPod or your iPhone, which is what I have, into, and it will charge it, but it also has an output that goes into your stereo amp. So where my iPhone, I got a little app, cost me $4, that lets me stream anything off my desktop to my iPhone. So any of the MP3s I have on my machine or on any drive on my machine, like the shared drive that me and Tamara have, we're able to play through the iPhone, and since it goes through the iPhone, it goes through this dock and into the stereo system. So that's working pretty good right now, but what I actually plan on doing is building a little media center. I'm going to put a computer on top of the amp, or underneath it, one or the other, and install a touchscreen interface that basically interfaces with our playlists and our music and internet radio, all that kind of stuff. Nothing too spectacular, but just a little bit of a nice interface. That way, because right now, if Tamara wants to listen to any of this other music, she can't because, or if I'm not here, she can't because I have the phone and she doesn't have an iPod or iTouch or any of that kind of stuff. So that's kind of cool. I'm actually looking forward to getting that all figured out. I've been writing the code for the interface for this touchscreen thing, and it looks like it's going to work out pretty good. I'm kind of excited. Just have to try and find the money somewhere to buy a touchscreen. You can buy them for about $100 online. Then I have to build a computer system that will fit into a small case and that won't be too loud, won't be too irritating just to have sitting on top of the stereo amp. So, yeah, looking forward to how that'll all come out. Last thing I had on my list here of things to talk about was Crew. Created a group on Facebook called The Crew, and a whole bunch of different people joined, which was kind of nice. We talked a little bit about it when we had the supposed crew reunion that really went nowhere, but anyway. And I actually got an email, or excuse me, a Facebook message from Cheese, who's going to be in Moncton next week. He was here, but he's gone back to Calgary, now he's going to be back next week, I guess. And he wants to get together, get a bunch of people to meet at Pizza Delight or somewhere, and just sort of catch up because he hasn't seen a lot of people for a while and thought it would be kind of cool. I think that's a pretty good idea. I'm not going to be any part of organizing them, I'll say that. After trying to organize the last crew reunion and, you know, pretty much everybody bailed. You know, Shauna, Ken, and Ben, or Mark Cormier. That was basically it. You know, all these people that are interested, they want to come, and then they just don't. So, you know, I understand that people have responsibilities and things, but it's a little frustrating when you try to plan something and nobody shows up. So that's why Cheese asked if he could be an admin on the group, because he wanted to sort of take the ball and run with it, and I thought that's great. Somebody else can do it. But Ken also sent me a message and said something about, you know, noticing me and a couple people going out for coffee and such, so I said, you know, maybe put it out on the crew thing to you know, gather people around every once in a while to go for coffee, and I thought, you know, that's not really that bad an idea. I kind of talked a little bit about, you know, I've mentioned it before in the blog about wanting to get together with my friends and stuff, and this sounds like a pretty good way to do it. I've hung out with Ben there a couple times doing coffee, the same thing with Chris and Eric, so I think that works out pretty good. So that I wouldn't mind putting together, because it's just coffee, it's not a big deal. It's not too hard to do coffee now, is it? I guess the only other thing I have is Lost. New season of Lost started, and, man, is it crazy. Friggin' time travel, and people friggin' doing all kinds of weird crap. It's quite the show. I'm downloading the episodes after I watch them so I can rewatch them and make sure I didn't miss anything. As God knows, in that show, everything seems to go by pretty quick. And you don't catch everything. So hopefully things are going to continue like this. They're on their last season. They've only got, 31 episodes left? Well, there's 17 in each season. And they've aired 3, yeah, so not very many left. Alrighty, folks. So that having been said, that's the end of this month's Bobcast. I will hopefully be back next month with another one, latest updates, and any kinds of weird crap that I've been thinking about, I'll mention it then. So until then, this is Matt Clem, signing off.